FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277, and online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
You sound like you need a lem sip.
Yeah, I've got a cold. No, I've got a cold.
Man cold.
I've got a cold.
Yeah. You need your probiotics, Paul Andrews.
I'm a what?
Your probiotics.
My pro what?
Probiotics.
What's that, then?
Well, I give them to my new husband every day. He doesn't know what he takes, but I give him one every day.
You're feeding him drugs?
Yeah, a little probiotic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, supplement.
What are they?
It's for your good gut bacteria.
Our first guest, Laura, is going to send me some stuff.
Is she?
Yeah, what's for
she
my brain.
You?
She's going to send me some stuff for my brain.
Oh, that'll be a mushroom
problem. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that'll be a mushroom.
Yeah.
Will it help?
I don't know until I've had it, do I?
Is it coming from Ireland?
What?
Ireland?
Who?
Irish?
Who?
The stuff for your brain.
Yeah.
Laura's in Ireland, I
think. She is, in Dublin, yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
Fair city.
Hmm.
I've got a little story to tell you.
Yeah, about saucers.
Yeah, well, it goes on to saucers. So I had to go to Sainsbury's, and you know I don't really shop in supermarkets.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the kids have gone. I get a veg box and a meat box, and I go to local indie shops. And I use cash if I can.
You what?
I use cash if I can.
Cash?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I had to go to Sainsbury's.
Do you wear a stocking over your head as well?
Yeah, and a swag bag.
Yeah, yeah.
I find I always look better with a stocking over my head.
I think you would as well, yeah.
Does it work for you?
Yeah, yeah, it tightens the skin up.
Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, your skin could do a tightening. Anyway, so I went to Sainsbury's.
I'm getting old, aren't I?
Elderly, yeah. And not very chipper, actually, today. I mean, look at the state of you slumped on the desk. I came in, listener.
I'm not well, am I? I'm not well.
Language.
I'm not like you.
He was slumped.
I'm not like you. When I'm not well, I soldier on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When
give
you
it,
know.
Give it to us in the studio.
When you sniff, yeah. You had 2 weeks off and lay there drinking gin all day and eating chocolate.
I usually go to Spain and recuperate. That's
yeah, exactly. Anyway, Sainsbury's. Anyway, we got as far as Sainsbury's.
I went to Sainsbury's because I had to get something that you can't buy locally. Mm. And there were only 2 checkouts open. And all the rest were
the self-checkouts, yeah.
And I'm rather old now. I don't want... If I wanted a job... In fact, when I was 14 and I was at school, I had a job on a checkout in Tesco. Well, I was really stacking shelves, but sometimes I did checkout. I think that was illegal at that age.
Yeah.
But if I wanted a job as a checkout person, I would have trained and done it, right? And when you're tired and you've got a whole basket full of stuff. Anyway, I had a big basket, but it was only a basket. So I said to the lady, it's because there were only 2 and there's a long queue. Because nobody wants to self-checkout. And there was also a long queue for the self-checkouts.
Yeah.
And I said, is there a basket-only place now? And she said, oh, no, we haven't had that for years.
Mm.
So there's no basket-only in Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
So it shows how often I go. And long story short, I waited and waited and waited, and everybody was tutting and moaning. And the lady behind me, I started ranting and said, this is what they want. They don't want us to use cash. They want to control us. You know, soon you won't be able to buy a beef because you've had beef twice in a year, and they'll be looking at your, you know, your club card and all that.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in Sainsbury's. But anyway, long story short, the lady behind me said, well, she said, and the hands went on her hips, and she said, when I was in Marks and Spencer's and I was in the cafe, she said, they wouldn't give me a saucer. And she said, well, I said, where do I put my tea bag and my spoon and everything? And she said, I just had to put it on the... They said, we don't use saucers anymore. She said, I just had to put it on the table, my tea bag and everything. And she was most affronted. So I tweeted, of course. I took to Twitter to rant about the self-checkout.
Did you tweet M&S, did you?
Well, Sainsbury's follow me and M&S follow me, strangely enough. So I tweeted, and M&S sent me a thing. Well, Sainsbury's, first of all, said, oh, we're very sorry to hear that. Which store was it? So I told them it's Chesterfield near Whitstable. And they said they'd look into it. And I said, well, they're not going to change anything. I said, because they'd need to do a complete refurb because they ripped out all the checkouts and they've got a huge expanse of self-checkouts that nobody wants.
Mm.
I mean, young people do. My son loves it. He just goes in and... But, you know...
There's a worse one than that, but carry on telling your story
anyway,
and I'll tell you the worst one.
M&S said that they've taken saucers away for their Help the Planet. I mean, really? And they said that they've saved, you know, so many megawatts of energy by not using a saucer, and I had to go and have a lie down.
It's nonsense.
I had to go and have a lie down. You know, this is just all hysteria.
I'll tell you what's even better than the self-checkout is Amazon have physical stores where you have to have the Amazon app on your phone, otherwise the door won't open.
Yeah, outrageous.
And when you go through the door, it records your Amazon app. You take whatever you want and walk out, and it just bills you.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's hideous, though, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, and how long is it going to take before somebody realises that if they get really close to the back of you and they walk in behind you, they can take whatever they want and you're going to pay for it?
We don't swag through the door together.
Yeah. It's like those...
They closed some of those Amazon stores, though, recently because they weren't popular.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the London...
He's
waving his Apple Watch.
If you go to a big gig or a festival or anything, you get those wristbands that have ARFIDs in them.
Yeah.
And a couple of years...
Usually,
you what?
Fluorescent, usually.
Yeah, but they've got chips based on them. And I was visiting a company in Tunbridge Wells that actually makes them a few years ago, and they were making ones that had your credit card built into it as well. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so you could load your credit card on it. They abandoned it because what was happening at festivals is people would get drunk and pass out, so somebody would get your wrist and just slam it on 10 times and buy a load of vodka, and then, you know, while you were completely comatose.
Saw it off alternatively at the bone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Amputate your hand and take your credit card away.
Just put you in a trolley and wheel you over to the...
Yeah, exactly.
I'll have what he's having.
Yeah, yeah.
Outrageous. Of course, while I'm saying about lovely things, when you said chips, it reminded me because
it made you hungry, didn't it?
Yeah, I had fish and chips last night. It was absolutely delicious.
Where did you get that from?
Well, I go to a dentist in Hythe, even though I live in Wiltshire.
Your dentist makes fish and chips?
No, he doesn't.
Eloise, her stories go on a long, long time. You ask her a simple question like, "Where'd you get your fish and chips?" and it starts with "my dentist." Yeah.
It's called a shaggy dog story. I've got the dog. I've got a greyhound. I've got her.
So you're at the vets. Now I've lost the plot. Now. Were you at the dentist, the vets, or the fish and chip shop?
Do you see what he's doing here?
Yeah.
Eloise, she's on to you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've got in the studio Eloise, who you can follow on 3Ws.
She's got a fabulous name. Eloise Hasler-Stott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've got a brilliant name.
We're going to ask her about it.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to know. But I've got to tell you about my fish and chips.
Yeah,
but
from the dentist.
Yes.
Yeah.
But while you're listening to fish and chips, you can look at Eloise's lovely website, which is 3Ws.flowersbyeg.com, and amazing little things on there. So talking to her later. But, of course, she can chip in whenever she wishes. If she can get a word in.
Can she fish in as well?
So I like that.
Yeah.
My dentist in Whitstable is all right, but I go to a Hythe one called Country Dental because they took all my amalgams out. Because, you know, I used to be...
I thought you were going to say they took all your teeth out.
No.
Which is why...
I've got the greyhound teeth. She's very nice, Priya. Hello, if you're listening. And so I trundle all the way down to Hythe. But what I do is I make a day of it, see?
Right.
So I say to the new husband, he has Mondays off now because he's of an age.
I've lost the will to live. Yeah.
So I say to my new husband, shall we go down and have a little day out in Hythe? Because I love a high street, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did. Come on, get on with it. I'm still waiting to find out your fish and chips. You've incorporated your dentist and a day trip to Hythe so far.
So I go to the dentist.
You're going to tell us about the tea shack in Hythe as well, where you had a salt roast beef. Sourdough.
Yeah, so anyway, go on the beach. It's quite a big beach, Hythe, and it's quite pebbly, so the greyhound's not keen on it. But anyway, we go there. And walking along, and this is pre-fish and chips, and we saw on the beach, washed in, a huge skate, I think it was.
Right.
And it's very difficult to tell the difference between a skate and a stingray. If you look at them, they're very different. So it's a flat fish, but it's got a long tail.
Yeah.
So I said to my new husband, is that a skate, which he's very fond of at the fish and chip shop? If so, we'd bundle it in their thing and have it fried up, wouldn't we, at the fish and chip shop?
Right.
You know, mark it up.
I'm waiting to see what comes next here.
So we didn't know what it was, so we left it on the beach, and we didn't know how long. But it's amazing to look at this skate. Yeah. I'll send you a picture in a minute on Twitter. Hmm. It's actually quite human-looking. Hmm. It's got two eyes. It's got little
Most
nostrils.
Fish do.
It's got a mouth, and it's got a vagina.
That's it.
It's got a,
you inspected
something
it.
Something down below. Yeah, I'm going to put the picture out. It's got it all going on. It's a human. It's almost like a human person.
Right.
So I think a human is always a person, but
normally
like a human person.
It depends on
so
where
then
you are.
From there,
if you're in Whitstable, it's not so clear cut.
From there, we trundled, and I don't think I've got the thing to this. There's a few cafes on the front. There's the Lazy.
So I wish I'd never asked. Now I only asked where she got her fish and chips from, Eloise.
So we found this little fish shop, little cafe, and new husband's Jewish. So if you're listening. Please don't murder our house and things as what's going on now. Anyway, he's Jewish, so he loves a salt beef sandwich. Got very excited. I wanted scrambled eggs and bacon and mushrooms. He got very... He said, how can you not have salt beef? So I had to have salt beef on Docker's sourdough. Now, Docker's is a local, beautiful bread maker. Sourdough, great. You could only eat it if you had your own teeth, Eloise. So had that in the cafe, got chatting to them. And they're running little farmers markets, one of their colleagues, so I've got some details about that. And then from thence, I went to the dentist and then walked down the high street, left the new husband in a pub. He did some Zoom calls to Africa and places where we work. And I trundled down some beautiful shops. There's a shop called Wow, and you literally go in and you go, wow, they've got these beautiful dressing gowns, everything for Christmas, scented candles, all sort of... lovely, like basil and grapefruit, and really nice.
And did I do cod?
And then,
or haddock, that, or huss?
Then we went to a pub. And I've got to be very careful what I say, but it's a free house. And we sat there, and I think I should tell you this off air, actually. This is too close to the bone. Anyway, we sat there with some very interesting people. I can't say it on air, so I'll tell you afterwards.
You tell me afterwards. Yeah. I'm still waiting to find out where you got these fish and chips.
So then, after we had this very interesting chat in this free house pub with some very interesting people, so we're going home. I'd had half a Guinness. New husband had had some local beer. I can't remember what it was. Very nice. Very hoppy. And we went and got fish and chips.
Where?
Darcy. Oh, in Hythe High Street.
Oh, thank you. An hour after I asked her the first question, Eloise, where did you get your delicious fish and chips?
Really
we went on a circular tour of the beach huts, the pubs.
Yeah. So, and the strange people in the pub. Interesting people in the pub. So, sorry, I have a picture of the interesting people in the pub. I'll tell you during the news. So then we got a new husband liked skate, and we were talking about the skate on the beach, but we didn't bring it. And in the end, he had huss.
Yeah.
I'd never had huss.
Huss.
Yeah. H-U-S-S.
Yeah. Londoners call it rock.
Is it rock eel?
It's rock salmon. Yeah. And it used to be incredibly,
really nice.
Back in the day, before cod, BG, before cod, fish and chip shops used to primarily sell what Kentish people call huss and what other people call rock, because it was a cheap fish, but it's got a big bone through the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a little bit, but it's very easy to lift that out.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're eating it out of a newspaper, though, it's not quite so easy.
Well, we had it in little cardboard boxes.
This is 2023, not 1963, which is when I'm talking about.
It's really nice. So, new husband had huss, but we will share. So, I had cod, he had huss. There was no skate.
Some of the huss is grey meat, though. The meat is a bit grey.
Oh, I didn't look at that, but it did taste really delicious and. I would say quite a meaty taste.
Yeah.
And the batter was really, really good.
It used to be incredibly popular. Nowadays, people, when they talk about fish and chips, normally talk about cod and chips. Mm. Back in the 60s and 70s, they talked about rock and chips, or if you were in Kent, huss and chips. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've still got the BMW.
Have you? I was going to ask about that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a word in, could you?
That's true.
That it just shows what a rip-off insurance is. This is on someone else's insurance. Mm. A lady went into her car, moved her car, denied that she'd done anything, just walked off, went and had lunch. Somebody took her photo, gave it to my new husband, who had to track her down in the garden centre. She still denied it, but her friend gave my new husband her phone number, so the friend was honest, the lady wasn't. So we've had a hire car. This is just a side panel scratch. We've had it for 2 weeks now, this beautiful BMW. Mine's a Merc. And I'm thinking, this woman's insurance, how much is that a day for 2 weeks? You know, state-of-the-art new thing. So they do really rip off by insurance. It's not
absolutely
insurance, luckily. But a big shout-out to Hythe High Street. Some beautiful shops. There's a lovely florist there on the left as you go down. which your grandparents will probably know. And she has all sort of stuff outside, like mirrors and metal-y things, and really lovely shop. She was just closing at 5 p.m. because I'd been in the pub too long. But I will go back and see her when I have my fillings.
I forgot the dentist.
I've got 3 fillings at my age. You know why? All my homeopathy that I take
has rotted your teeth.
Well, it's sugar pills, isn't it?
Okay. You don't want to do that.
3 times a day.
Hey, right, listen. Anyway, I've had enough of you already.
Shout out to High Street.
Yeah.
Lovely to see the individual shop.
Okay, let me just paraphrase all of that. There's a big shout out for Hythe High Street, for dentists in Hythe, for fish and chip shops on the way home, for pubs with strange people in. Anything else? Oh, the little cafe shop on the front.
Let's not say
with their salt beef and sourdough.
Yeah. Well, your grandparents must go there all the time.
I think sometimes they go up and down.
Probably a bit windy. Yeah. I think when you live in a town, you don't see it the same way as when you visit. It's like me with Whitstable. They were interesting people in the pub. Let's not say they were strange.
Well, you can tell us about that in a minute. But first of all, I want to play some cheesy tunage.
Do you?
Yeah, you'll never get this.
Oh.
You can try.
80s, 1980s.
Yeah. Are they going to sing? In a minute.
Just keep playing the guitar.
No, they're going to sing in a minute.
Long intro.
It is a long intro. It's boring.
Very long intro.
Yeah. One day I'm looking down. It's Go West.
Oh yeah, I can see it does sound like
Yes, Go West, Healing Hands.
Oh,
see what I did there?
Alluding to Laura Dowling.
Yeah.
Got a nice Irish accent.
She did.
I shall be listening in a minute.
You will.
Yeah, hear all about
you
it.
You will.
So Healing Hands.
Yeah, Healing Hands, Go West.
I see what
you're listen.
What's she going to send you?
Brain pills.
But what are they?
I don't know until I've got them.
Are they mushrooms?
No, they're brain pills. Yeah. I just told you twice.
I take magic mushrooms for my
shall
brain.
Shall we listen to this?
If you want.
Helium Hands Go West. That's in homage to our next guest. I caught up earlier with Laura Dowling of Fabu Wellness. Shall we hear what Laura had to say?
Lion's mane.
I beg your pardon?
Lion's mane I take for my brain.
Do you?
Lion's mane. I wonder if she's sending you some.
I think Laura did talk about lion's mane.
And let's are a Leo.
That is true. Right, let's go. Let's hear what she had to say.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome on to the Business Bunker Show, Laura Dowling. Laura is from Fabu Wellness. Laura, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I think this might be the first time on an English show.
Really? Because you're based in Ireland. Are you in Dublin?
I am indeed. I'm in Dublin.
Okay. Fantastic. Look, we're really pleased to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you kick off by telling us a little bit about Laura? Tell us about your background and where you're from and what you're up to.
So I am a pharmacist. I have qualified as a pharmacist in 2003. And I'm on Instagram. I called myself Fabulous Pharmacist on Instagram because I'm really modest. it was to get noticed, obviously. I did that about 8 years ago, went on to social media. But in the background, when I came out of pharmacy school and started, dispensing drugs to people, I suppose it was always in my head that I thought that there was a gap in the market for a nutritional supplement range, really kind of tailored for specific needs that people could really understand what they were about. And I was always very much into pharmacognosy, which is the study of plants and herbs and botanicals, for medicinal purposes. So that kind of brought me on my journey. That and my serious interest in talking to patients and customers. I was never very good with the back of the dispensary stuff. My boss would have always said, Laura, you never answer emails, but you are good with the customers and patients. So fire you. So I suppose actually my years in pharmacy were literally my market research for what I'm doing today.
Fantastic. I mean, would it be reasonably true to say, I know that things have moved on in recent centuries, but, the whole basis of pharmacology was natural plants and herbs. And in days gone past, that's the only medicines people had available.
Of course. Like, I mean, it's only in recent times, really, in the last couple of century, really, or century and a half, that medicines were having properly made by pharmaceutical companies and standardized, etc. Prior to that, it was you know plants and herbs were used.
Yeah.
They were crushed together. There was age old wisdom, passed down from generation to generation. But now, obviously, we have drugs that are standardized, that are saving lives, that are wonderful. But there's nothing to say that plants and herbs and mushrooms can't be used in a really healthy and beneficial way for people's health. And that's where I come into it. So I'm very much about holistic health and about merging, I suppose, age-old wisdom of traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine with contemporary medicine.
Sure, absolutely. And I guess even a lot of synthesized medicines, new drugs and things, are actually extracting the efficacy bits of plants and things and just making them in a lab instead of growing them.
Well, sure, they're doing that with cannabis now too. That's why you can get such potent cannabis on the market now, because it's lab grown, it's all adulterated. But pharma companies still go into the wilds. They forage in forests and they take back various different species and they run cell lines and do lab tests on them to see if there's any kind of a therapeutic indication there. And then they do their own research and development and add molecules to them to make them work in a certain way. And that's how medicines are derived, really,
Yeah.
All very interesting.
Absolutely. I'm going to be rude now. So, yeah, there you were dispensing paracetamol and stuff like that in your pharmacy. What inspired you to want to start your own business? And just talk us through that journey.
So I suppose from the get-go, when I come out in pharmacy, pharmacy in Ireland is a little bit different to the UK, whereby healthcare isn't free, but for a certain amount of people. So people will pay for their prescriptions, they pay for their doctor's visits. So the pharmacist is generally the person that people will come to first line if they have issues. Right. With their health. So I would have seen people coming in now the pharmacy regularly looking for help with, say, sleep and stress, looking for help for energy, looking for help for various things, and they were confused about the offering in the nutritional supplement space, because there's, you know, there's hundreds of products out there, and
sure,
there's products that have like 35 million ingredients in them that people don't need to take either. So I did see a unique opportunity there where I could potentially, you know, make something myself. The reason being was the main thing people were coming into me with was something for stress or sleep issues, and they maybe didn't want to take anything that was pharmacological. So they didn't want to take medicines from the dispensary, or maybe they were on, you know, antidepressants and they wanted to take something that might help them with sleep. And I really had very little to offer them in the pharmacy, because in the pharmacy we're kind of like a little bit cautious about herbal remedies and things like that. We didn't want to say, oh, it's okay to take them. But I'd done so much study in them and was really into them in my college years, and then had done lots of research in traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. I did feel confident that I was able to give people advice. So I'd be sending them around to the health food store with a list as long as my arm, a shopping list. Things that blend together, say like ashwagandha, L-theanine, you know, chamomile, melissa, magnesium, all of those are in my Aura blend. And they would get serious results from them, and they would find that they really helped. And it was all very much benefiting the health food store. So I thought, you know, I'm going to do my own research, my own development, and make my own products. Because if there was one thing that I was good at, look, I know I'm bad at a lot of things, but the one thing that I am good at is experimenting and mixing things together and making up chemical formulations. That's why I went into pharmacy in the first instance, because I love health and I love chemistry, you know.
Did you have a chemistry set when you were a kid? I mean,
that was like, I was just massively into that. I just loved that element of it. I loved how understanding how drugs worked in the body, you know, how they actually, the molecules attached to the receptors, etc. So that was my journey. And then I just started off, you know, mixing things together myself, trying them on friends and family. And then it progressed from there. It took years, like 10 to 12 years of research, really, to bring my first product to the market. And I failed the first time I tried, actually. Just that's another aside. We can get into that later. That's where the love of it came from. It was seen, particularly women. Women are the ones that were coming in for themselves or their partners, stressed and anxious. And actually, it was during that time when, you know, we're all talking about the menopause now, but the menopause wasn't really talked about, and HRT was demonized. So women didn't really know what was wrong with them, and they weren't getting much help, and I didn't have much to offer them. So that was why I started thinking about the business. And then as an aside to that, the Instagram following kind of came organically. It wasn't anything. I wasn't doing Instagram to launch the business, but it kind of really helped with the launch of the business. I was just doing that as a side hustle, as well as trying to develop my other my products. So yeah, that's how it came about.
Okay, and it's interesting that you say, Laura, and I think it's I know from having launched a number of businesses, when you first start out, it's very rare to hit payload first go, isn't it, really? I mean, it doesn't happen.
Oh, my goodness, I was so green, because I went into it with a pharmacist side head, right? So a real scientific mind. So I had a really good formula, because I only had one formula originally, and it was the Meno and Peri blend, which is for menopause and perimenopause, and the Or blend, which is for stress and sleep. And they were mixed together. And I was literally ready to press go on the manufacturing. And my husband sat me down and said, well, will we do like an Excel spreadsheet and see what this is costing you and what you're going to be able to charge your end consumer? And then like, and sure, I hadn't even thought about margins or the fact that if you put it to a distributor. So I thought if I make it for X and charge this, I get the in-between bit. I had no idea about margin waterfalls and how everyone has a piece of the pie and how you have to build into your cost that. So I was going to have a product, right, that was going to cost the end consumer €200 a month to buy, if it was going to even break even. So, you know, after all my work, I was devastated. I thought, oh my goodness, I'm never going to make it. You know, and I kind of had a bit of maybe a couple of months of licking my wounds, but then I decided I was going to go and get business advice. And I did, and I got a lot of advice in that sense, and re-looked at my formulations, re-looked at my manufacturing. And then like successfully launched then. When was it? So 2017, I failed miserably. So it was 2022 then. So a good 5 years of really, honing in on it before my launch. Yeah.
Okay. It's fascinating to hear about your journey, and you're not the first person that's come across those issues, I have to tell you. You're in a very large club. I mean, it's understandable because people tend to get into things, and I can tell you're incredibly passionate about what you do, and that's what's driven you to start the business. You know, you've not driven it so that you can run a spreadsheet operation. And lots of people that come into a business with a passion probably aren't totally aware of the business aspects of it until it kind of sneaks up on them. So it's interesting that you raise that, and it took you 5 years to kind of work your way around that and find a way of delivering what you wanted to deliver in a fashion that made it viable.
It wasn't going to make me lose my house overnight. Yeah. And literally that would have happened. Like, you know, and I think that people need to take that into consideration, because it's all well and good having a passion, which I very much do, but there's no point in having a passion if it's not going to work out in the business sense. Now, you can have a passion and you don't want it to be a business, but like it wouldn't even have been a not for profit. It would have been a for loss. I've done it before. So certainly it's about getting that advice, but there's nothing to say that you can't have that advice. And it did take me the 5 years. I also, within that 5 years, I actually reformulated. I actually made even better products. I actually learned so much more. But I was also raising a young family. Like, I have three children. They're 15, 12, and 10 now. So, you know, since...
You don't do anything by half, do you?
No. You have to, all in one go. And it's all one big messy mix, you know. Like, I mean, the children, they're three boys. And listen, like, what they don't know about menopause and dry vagina and women's health isn't worth writing about, because it's all talking about all day long.
Brilliant. So, Laura, I mean, I want to find out about the products that you've got to market now and how you market them. But just to round off on what you were telling us about the startup of your business, in that 5 years, you were saying you were reformulating a lot of your medicinal things. Was that the main criteria, or were you still struggling to get it manufactured? What was the big stopping points for you during those early years?
It was a bit of everything, because I had the formulations down. Like, I knew, so I'd spent like about 10 years even, you know, knowing what I wanted to put into my products, mixing them together, figuring out ratios, the best ones, analyzing what's out there in the market and how good, bad and ugly they are. So I had all that in my head and I had it all done. But because I was only going to launch with this one product initially, then I decided I'm going to split that product into two. But then I was like, oh, you know, menopause, I could see the menopause train coming well before it did. In Ireland, it happened a couple of years ago. I think UK are always a little bit ahead of us. And I could see that coming. So I knew women needed something and something to really help. But then it was like so many others that needed help. I was like, you know, I've got like 100 formulations in my head. So there was the formulation piece. There was definitely finding the manufacturer piece as well. That knew, you know, mushrooms are, I think in the UK as well, we're a little bit mycophobic over here, this side of the world, a little bit scared of them. They're like, you know, mushrooms grow on dead things, whether it be animals, insects, or plants, or bark. Now, obviously, the mushrooms that I use are grown on a vegan substrate. They're not grown on caterpillars, which is what cordyceps actually grow on, in the wild. So it was that end of things. It was also, and I'll be honest with you, like maybe being taken a bit seriously as a woman. Because, you know, and I don't say that, you know, in a kind of men are terrible kind of thing, but, you know, I did get the sense in some meetings that people maybe thought I was a little bit too female, or they weren't taking me very seriously, particularly because I'm quite pedantic about what I wanted in my product. And I really wanted someone to help me that knew just as much as I did about the ingredients, if not more. And I find that difficult to find.
Okay.
And particularly because I was talking about botanicals and mushrooms. I wasn't just happy to be kind of fobbed off with like, oh yeah, you could just use this. I was like, well, what is that? Like, I mean, what's the percentage of this, that, and the other thing? And they're like, and when they can't answer me, I was like, why can't you answer me that if you're the, you know? So there's that end of things. And then I have been in a couple of meetings and, you know, I would have brought my husband in for moral support, if anything, and people would have directed questions to him and not me.
yeah.
Do you know what? I don't ever take offense to things like that. Like, I think it's the way the world is. And then the more people like me, the more women like me that maybe startup businesses and are successful or are perceived to be successful, you know, define success. Is it making millions or is it being happy and, you know, helping people? I would say it's the latter. It's just, you know, being able to run a business that isn't putting you underwater, but, and it's also helping people, it would be my definition of success. But then also the financial gains are important too. But I suppose any kind of financial gains at this stage you're putting back into the business. So there is that. So yeah, there was a lot that went on in those 5 years. And I was also like working full time in the pharmacy, don't forget. So yeah, it was a combination of a lot of trying to figure out how to basic accountancy. And then also those margins are really important. Sure. Those margin waterfalls, yeah. Because, you know, you have a product, you sell it to your distributor who sells it to your retailer. Like, I mean, there's all of those costs that you need to bring in. There's VAT, there's different markets. So say the UK market's very different to the Irish market. So I'm trying to get into the UK market now and we're having various calls with different people. And, you know, you get one person telling you, do Amazon UK. And then you have a person saying to you, don't touch Amazon, go straight into retail. Mm-hmm. So you have to wade around in the dark. And sometimes you just need to go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and pick whatever you're
picking. Just do it, yeah. You're absolutely right. Sometimes you just go, do it, and that's the best way of doing it.
And that's what happened in 2022 there in April. I was like, no, in March, I was like, I have to leave my job in the pharmacy because I really need to give this a go, because I was like exhausted and feeling that I wasn't given 100% to anything. So I walked out of the pharmacy on the 8th of April, 2022, and launched my brand on the 30th of May.
Wow. So you're just over, where are we? You're about 18 months old now.
Yeah. Not even, but yeah, nearly coming up to 18 months.
Coming up, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I just want to round off, if we may, Laura, by you telling us about what the products are that you have for sale. Presumably you're selling these online, especially in the UK.
Yeah, I sell them online and I sell them in pharmacies and health food stores nationwide in Ireland. So I have an immune product for immune support and energy. It's called Shrooms Immune. It's got cordyceps and chaga mushrooms with vitamin C, D, copper and zinc. I have a relax product, which is for stress and sleep. It's got a blend of Ayurvedic botanicals with magnesium and B vitamins. And then I have a meno and peri blend, which is for menopause and perimenopause support. It has lion's mane mushroom in it, which is known to help to alleviate menopausal symptoms as well as helping with cognitive function. I have vitamins and minerals on that as well. And then I have a brain focus for focus. Does exactly what it says in the tin, a bit like Ronseal. I have a gut culture, which is a live bacteria with inulin and chaga to help with gut issues. And then I have a skin product, which is for skin and hair. It's called Skin Glow. And I launched those last three just 3 months, just at the end of May. So I launched my first two in the end of May 2022. And then I launched my Meno and Peri 6 months later. And then just now, 6 months ago, nearly 6 months ago, I launched my recent three. So that's the products. But like, you know, as well as that, and what I would say to any of your listeners out there that are also business owners, you know, social media is so very important, and it's been like instrumental in my success to date in Ireland. And the reason why is because, like, obviously I have like an Instagram presence that I was able to launch my business off of, but then also, I don't have that for the UK. So say mainly my following's in Ireland. So the UK market is going to be very different for me to try and kind of, I suppose, establish myself. So that's another challenge, which are, God loves.
Yeah,
I do love a challenge.
Yeah, I get that. I guess one of the benefits of the modern world, though, is with social media, it is easier to cross borders than it was, you know, where you had to start an entire marketing campaign in a new market somewhere else.
And actually I've literally for the last 18 months I've managed to, you know, I've managed to do quite well without any marketing budget apart from myself, you know, and the things that I see on social media. It's going to be very different when we go into other markets. But, you know, but also like there was that, I made a decision to start a podcast as well, because just say Instagram decided to close me down tomorrow, I'd, you know, all my customer base would be gone. So it's important to have various different channels where you're, you know, penetrating as well.
Yeah. Laura, it's been fantastic talking to you. Thank you so much. I need to buy some brain focus stuff because
I'll send you some out. Just give me your address and I'll send you some out.
Thank you. Yeah, my brain is all over the shop. Give us a shout out for your website so that people over here can go and have a look and look at your products and services.
So my website is fabiwellness.com and my Instagram handle is @fabulouspharmacist. So there's loads of information on that.
Fantastic.
And you can find out all about me there.
Fantastic. All of those links are actually on the radio website and they'll stay on there. But for the moment,
Talis
Laura Dowling,
Independent
thank you so
Financial
much
Advisors can help you invest, organise your pensions, and even get you the best possible life insurance, mortgage, or equity release deal. Check out talisifa.com.
Does your business have great customer service? Are you a successful small or large business? Are you creative or innovative? Whatever your business strengths, you need to shout them out. So what's stopping you? Enter the Kent Business Awards now. Get your easy-to-complete application form from businessawardskent.co.uk.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back. Hold on, it's all gone a bit, Pete Tong. Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was Laura Dowling of Fabi Wellness. What a fantastic interview.
Very interesting.
A really interesting lady. Lots of interesting stuff, a great sense of humour, and I really enjoyed talking to her. And she's going to send me something to sort my brain out.
Yeah. Well, the lion's mane is very, very good. I take two every day for I've got inflammation in my brain, and it's really, really good.
Really?
Organic one you want.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine what I'd be like without.
I was just trying to think. I mean, yeah, right.
We've had quite a few tweets.
Yeah, we need to start reading some of them. So why don't you kick off with that?
Yes. I just come off my Twitter. I was looking at some Facebook things. So a lovely tweet from Wayne Cunnington. He says, variety is the spice of life, they say, and a well-rounded show, it sounds. Not alluding to our waistlines, I hope.
You're well-rounded.
He says, I'll be listening, and you can follow the Wayne on at Wayne N-E-T-L-C. So it's T-L-C. I always call him Wayne Etic in my head.
Wayne Etic, yeah.
And he told me off, because it's Wayne T-L-C.
Yeah, but, tender love and care.
Yeah, very good. But, you know, if you're looking, it can look like a tick at the end, you see.
Cool. Kim Stevens has been on. She says, hello, I'd really love a Business Bunker shout-out today, please. Do you or your loved one need care at home? Are you ready to get help? Give us a call on Ashford 01233 619 530 or email info@caringkent.co.uk or indeed look at our website, caringkent.co.uk. Thank you so much, Kim. Well, it's an absolute pleasure, Kim. And we do know how much your help for people at home is appreciated.
Yeah, and much needed. Bring it on. Tracy
it's
Ferguson,
needed.
Did you read Tracy?
I haven't read it. That's the very first one I've read.
Well, Tazy 64.
She's not paying attention, you know.
Tazy 64. Well, I need to obviously more lion's mane. Tazy 64, she says, Mike and I are listening in for a little while. We're on our way to a wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll catch up with the replay or download to listen later. Have a great Bee Bunker show, everyone. And
Is it a bit Billy Idol?
I do love a wedding.
Is it a bit Billy Idol?
I don't know. It's
nice day for a white wedding.
Yeah, they look well. It is outside. It's sunny, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was trying to do a joke there, but of course you talked right over the
nice
top of it.
Nice day for a white wedding.
It's too late now. Yeah. It's no good going back.
Nice day for a white wedding.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
But no, I was looking at this GIF where they're doing, it looks like the Okie Cokie or something, the rumba or whatever. I said to her that I do love a wedding and I often cry a bit when they get to the altar. It's quite emotional, isn't it? And she says,
yeah, I cry when I see people getting married as well.
She says she cries too.
Yeah, Parallel Group, have a great Business Bunker show. Thank you very much. Chips and Dinks, sounds like a flowery and fabulous show. See what they did there. We'll be listening later. So thank you for that. That's the lovely Bev.
And the Island Works.
Hold on. You can read that in a second because that's important.
Yeah.
But I happen to know that Bev from Chips and Dinks
and
Beverly Bunn from Glass Arts are about to launch a new business, but
two
I don't know what it is.
Together?
Yeah, the Bev Bevs.
So is it going to be called the Bev Bevs?
The Bev Bevs. I don't know.
How sweet.
I'm waiting to find out.
I wonder what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, read what you were going
to
read.
I want to know what it is.
Read what you were going to read.
So, The Island Works, you can follow them on The Island Works. They are a business community at the Dockyard Church. They are used for co-working, meetings.
In Sheerness.
Dockyard Church in Sheerness.
Yeah.
In Kent, actually on the Isle of Sheppey,
mm-hmm.
the Emerald Isle, as we call it.
No.
The Sunkissed Isle.
The Sunkissed Isle of Sheppey, trademark John Nurden, yeah.
So it's at the Dockyard Church, which is a beautiful restored church. It's a business community, a co-working and meeting rooms, event space and coffee shop in Sheerness on the Isle of Sheppey. And I happen to know, because I've seen pictures, they do some stonking sandwiches and things. They've got those sandwiches, they're high as with red onions on the side and full of bacon and
toasties.
Just how I like.
Do you know what the best seller is?
Your toasty with banana-y things.
No, it's Snickers and Nutella toasty.
That is disgusting.
Yeah,
that makes me feel queasy.
It's all melty.
Yeah,
with cream on it.
Oh. Doesn't that make you feel a bit queasy? I feel a bit queasy. A kid would love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel queasy just from those chocolate biscuits now because they were sweet, weren't they? Very sweet. I do like the look of this though, Paul Andrews. Look, they do a baked potato.
Yeah, yeah.
That's got it all
tuna
going
melt.
On.
Yeah.
Oh, I would eat that.
Tuna melt.
I would have two of those. In fact, I want one now. I've got shell on prawns tonight, which I bought from Hastings.
Yeah.
I know, where was I? Hyde.
Yeah. It's well worth going to the coffee shop where the Island Works because the food is pretty special.
Yeah, it's well worth having shell on prawns as well, which I've got tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's no cook. And what it does is, if I'm a bit stressed, is slow food. Because, you know, you're taking the shells off, you're dipping it in your aioli. So you have to slow down.
Mm.
You have to have a glass of wine with it, of course.
That's a bit of an old thing, isn't it, though? Well, 30 years ago, I used to go to the pub in the evening and have a pint of prawns.
Yeah. Out of a glass.
Pint glass, and a pint of prawns with, prawn sauce. What do they used to do? Ketchup and mayonnaise, whatever.
Yeah.
Rosemary sauce.
Rosemary sauce.
Yeah.
I have it with aioli tonight, but,
Eloise is looking at us completely nonplussed. She hasn't got a clue what she's talking about. She's 30 years younger than the rest of us.
I know. There's an age gap. But, I was talking to somebody actually yesterday about something or other. Oh, Twizzle. And, of course, my new husband, a lot younger than me, knows nothing about Twizzle.
Twizzle?
Yeah.
Really? Where's he been?
I said Paul Andrews would know about Twizzle.
No, of course I know about Twizzle.
It was a children's... so Laura's looking vague as well, like my new husband. So it's a children's television thing character, and his arms could extend...
And his legs.
And his legs could extend so he could get things. Twizzle, his name was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
None the wiser.
Yeah, exactly. Neither was a new husband. So I just said, I can only talk to Paul Andrews about these things.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we're the only old people in the world, apparently.
Exactly. Tracy Ferguson has been on. She says, hi, everybody. I'd love a brilliant Business Bunker shout-out for the mixed media creative workshop I'm holding at the gorgeous and beautifully restored Island Works on the 25th of November. Please see the poster below for more details and scan the QR code for the workshop info. So in order to do that, you'd need to follow Tracy on Twitter, and her Twitter handle is Tazzy, T-A-Z-I, 64, Tazzy 64. And she's got a mixed media workshop at the Island Works Sheerness on 25th of November.
Yeah, and it's her art is beautiful.
Her what?
Her art.
Oh, our art.
Yes.
I wonder what you were saying there.
I must phone her. I've got her phone number, so I'm going to phone her and see if I can squeeze on.
Gravesham Council, Gravesham for Business have tweeted. I said, I wonder if you'd give a Business Bunker shout out for the recently launched Gravesend Market. It's a tender opportunity. One of the very oldest borough markets, right next to the 242 new apartments, a stone's throw from the planned new Thames clipper boat from the town pier. And it's up for tender for somebody to run the market.
Oh, wow.
And I have to tell you, I walked round it the other day with Keith Grimley. It's stunning. It's a typical old market building.
Lovely.
You know, it's outdoors, but with a roof on.
It's got cows and sheep in it.
No. Well, it would have done once upon a time. Yeah, yeah. And it's in front of the old courthouse as well. It's a lovely location, right on the high street, but you come off the high street to go into it. So anybody that fancies running something like that, it's a really good thing.
Well, we have a lot of farmers markets that listen in, don't we?
So that kind of thing. I mean, in Tenterton, where I live, we have the farmers piazza. which is open every day now, where you have stalls and stands. And this would be very similar, but it's a much older building.
It's a much nicer way to shop. You don't have to self-check.
What have you done with my spit guard?
Oh, I take it off. Have you looked at the state of it?
Well, stop spitting in it.
Yeah, no, it's got dust and all.
It's all wet.
It makes me cough. It's not wet. makes me cough.
Okay.
Martin Reeves.
Oh, go on.
Collector's buddy. He says, I would love a business bunker shout out using the B-Bunker hashtag, please. And he says he'll be listening live. He's done a lovely gif of, is that Minnie Mouse? Listening on a very old-fashioned thingy bobby.
An old-fashioned thingy bobby.
Yeah.
Would that be a gramophone?
Yeah, there's something even more new.
A wireless set.
Yeah, something.
Sarah Marsh Collins, Flowers and Fitness. It's all about wellness today on the Business Funker Show.
It is.
Mm.
Who else have we got? I don't know. But we do have we've been sent an email by the Ken Ward Trust.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, please join us on October the 27th at 10 a.m.
It's, you know why?
Alpacas.
Yeah. No, sorry, I interrupted you. You can finish it in a minute. But the reason that it's all this week is because it's half term.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's lots of kiddies about. I just, even at the dentist, they're being dragged in for their braces and things.
Yeah.
So I see the parents swoon as they.
Are they queuing up for fish and chips at the dentist?
No. But I notice the parents are swooning as they hand over the money, you know, for these braces. We're going to be in a two-tiered world of teeth, aren't we, if we're not careful. Join us on October the 27th at 10 a.m. for our alpacas meet and greet. Spend an hour up close with these adorable creatures, feed them, learn all about them, and meet the friendly goats. Don't miss this unique experience for just £10 a child. And that's kenwoodplace.co.uk. Kenwood is spelled K-E-N-W-A-R-D. kenwoodplace.co.uk/our-alpacas/meet-and-greets, and you can join up. That's October the 27th at 10 a.m.
Kenwood Place, which is where it takes place, is in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. And it is incredibly popular. That the kids love it. With those alpacas.
I would love it. Don't have to be a kid.
Yeah,
I would love to pat an alpaca. I've got alpaca socks. Does that count?
Do they know?
New husband's got alpaca boots that I bought from when we used to be at Romney Marsh.
Any alpaca farm.
Yeah, is that still there?
I don't know. I haven't been down there for years.
Mm. We should do a show down there just for old time's sake.
In the alpaca shed.
Yeah. Medway Council, they say, book your place now for a Medway business meetup. You can meet some positive local business connections at the next business meetup. It's open to businesses large and small in Medway, from freelancers and one-person operations to multi-site organisations, they say. It's a perfect opportunity to meet other local businesses, find out about grants and also funding opportunities, get updates on issues that affect local businesses, and also provide feedback on how we can support you. And the evening's guest speaker is David Stokes. He's the CEO of Nucleus Arts, and he'll be explaining how Nucleus has grown across Medway. And it's Thursday the 9th of November, 6 to 8 p.m. at Dragon Co-working in Rochester.
Fantastic. A Kent pub that was almost turned into flats has been named in the top four places to drink in the country. The Nelson's Arm in Tunbridge has reached the final four of Camera's National Pub of the Year Awards after clinching the regional title.
Wow.
So well done, the Nelson's Arms. Didn't he only have one?
He did. And did he have a patch?
Well, you could call it Nelson's Patch, but they can't call it, surely they can't call it Nelson's Arms. That's not trading laws. He only had one, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe he always just had one behind his back. We never really know.
No, that's true.
But isn't that a good story when you find it's been rescued?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love a pub.
And turn around by people that want to make it do what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, turn around so they can see his other arm.
Yeah. British Finance Week 2023 is coming to Maidstone. The British Business Bank have chosen Maidstone to host a workshop which explores finance options to help businesses grow. Not all debt is bad debt, they say. Debt is an integral part of the business life cycle, and British Business Bank is here to show you why. Join this exciting event to hear from a panel of experts about using good debt to help your financial planning. You will discover how to ensure that debt is used actively for growth rather than reactively to tackle problems. It's taking place on Tuesday the 7th of November at 9 a.m, and it's at the Business Terrace in King Street, Maidstone, and light refreshments will be provided. If you want to find out more, kempisradio.co.uk/calendar, where there's more detail and a booking link. I do believe it's a free event, though.
We love a free event, don't we? And there's also a date which we've mentioned previously, but we'll mention again, for Taisy 64, who's winging her way with Mikey to a wedding. But she's going to be doing her very first at Sheppey, the first mixed media creative workshop, sharing her joy in the activity with others. It's Saturday the 25th of November, 10 till 4pm. And the venue, as we said, is Island Works at Dockyard Church, Sheerness. The price is £30. Worth going just to have those sandwiches as well.
Yeah, to see the church. It's a fabulous, even though I say it myself, it is a beautiful building. We're very proud of it. Tracy Ferguson said, really enjoyed the conversation with Laura. So thank you for that, Tracy.
Good. Marsh Breakfast Networking in the lovely old Shipping and Dim Church. The next meeting is 7:45 a.m. on Thursday, the 26th of October. You can book by going to www.marshnetwork.co.uk. And this meeting is always popular, so early booking, they say, is recommended. It's a relaxed style of professional networking, and for a great breakfast as well. One of the best in the networking circuit, they say. So tell us about your business, the support and the leads you're looking for, and offer support to others. And you can build your network and grow your business. And see you there, says Terry Botty.
Absolutely. Tracy has sent another tweet. She says, thank you for the brilliant shout-out, Paul and Jules.
I'm surprised she's got time to do all this on.
Yeah, we've enjoyed the show so far. Laura was very, very interesting. We're going to catch up with the rest of the show when we're back from the wedding. So that'll be nice. Yeah. Something to look forward to.
Exactly.
As well as the wedding, obviously.
Yeah. I wonder where they're going.
A wedding.
I wonder where the wedding is, where the venue is.
I don't know.
I wonder if it's in Kent or London.
I don't know.
She might tell us
later.
I'm sure there'll be pictures.
I don't know.
She'll be doing the okie cokie, the rumba, the...
You reckon?
Yeah. I love a conga. I mean, for me...
You love a what?
A conga.
A conga.
A party is not a party.
I told you.
That conga at the end.
I told you.
I always start the congas off.
Yeah, no, I told you. You're an okie kokie.
An okie kokie or a conga.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to people about driving in London. I'm in London tomorrow, and driving there now on the South Circuit is a my.
You've got to be mad. Why are you driving? Get the train.
No, I can't. It doesn't. I can't get the train to where I go. I do a 4-hour round trip. So I go and see Mohammed.
Yes, 12, I know where you go, but then, I mean, driving in London is ridiculous
can't
now.
Get the train there. I've looked.
Yeah.
I go to Bushey Park. Yeah. And then Barnes, and then back home. It's not. But
they've got a tube network, you know.
No, it doesn't work. But the yellow box, the yellow boxes on that South Circular.
Well, that's why. I'm telling you, I hate trains. I go everywhere by car, which is why I avoid London like the plague. But if you've got to go to London, why pay congestion charge? Why pay ULEZ charge? Why go in and out of bloody silly zones?
I'm all right for ULEZ and congestion. I don't have to pay those. In my
why? Mind. Congestion. Oh, because of your Merc, yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Well, you pay the congestion charge, you just don't pay the ULEZ charge, yeah.
You'll pay congestion.
Does it take automatically?
Yeah, yeah. No.
As an account, yeah.
It reads your number plate, if you don't pay it, you get fined.
Well, I don't think I go through that area, do I?
It will tell you. You'll see all the signs.
I see all the signs. I hate them because you're like craning your head as ULEZ and 20 miles an hour. And you're like Cruella de Vil when you drive now.
There's a bit on the A20 in South London, just as you come over Battersea Bridge, where the congestion charge markings on the floor. If you get in the wrong... Even though I was going to Stamford Bridge, right? So I was turning left, yeah, and going along the embankment towards Chelsea. But if you're in the wrong lane, you actually just cross over the congestion charge for about 3 seconds, and bang, you got to pay.
Still got to pay.
Yeah. Well, I got done for going in a yellow box, and what are you supposed to do? You don't enter it until you can, but then you enter it, and then something happens. What are you supposed to do? Knock somebody over because they're in your way.
Yeah.
It's bonkers.
Yep. On that note, we're going to join the Channel Radio newsroom, and when we come back,